بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد الحمد لله today we're very fortunate 27th night of Ramadan Kareem very peaceful outside also mashallah and there's a possibility of it being the Laylatul Qadr it's not a small ni'mat it's a very very great ni'mat Hazrat Mujaddid Al-Fisani Rahmatullah Alayhi has mentioned that all the barakat of the whole year, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala gathers it in the month of Ramadan. For the whole year's barakat, Anwar, and then the whole year's Ramadan barakat, Allah Ta'ala gathers it in the last 10 days. And the whole last 10 days barakah and Anwar, Allah gathers it for the night of Laylatul Qadr. So basically, this is the crux and the labbe lubab of the entire year's anwar and rahmat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It comes down to this one pivotal moment, a pinnacle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the benefit of this Mubarak night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our maghfirah today, save us from the fire of Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our tilawat, our ibadat, our du'as, our coming to the masjid. And that our performing of Taraweeh, everything that we have done throughout the month, throughout the year, Allah accept it for us. And Allah Ta'ala give us the best reward in this world and in the Akhirat. So Alhamdulillah, this month here, many ulama ikram of the opinion, as you know, that it is found in the last Ashara, in the last odd nights. So Hazrat Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, he asked Hazrat Abu Huraira, when do you think is Laylatul Qadr? So Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu told him that I feel it is in the last Ashara. He said, no, be specific. Be specific. When do you think? So he said, Allah created seven earths. Allah created seven skies. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to make tawaf seven times. Penalty of the shaitan seven times. When we made takhliq of our body, seven marahil and stages of takhliq of a human. So he said, I think it's on the seventh. That means 27th night. That was the opinion of Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. I said, and one person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and asked in the riwayat of Musnad Ahmad, he said, Allah ke Rasul, I'm an old man. I can't stay up at night for tahajjud and all that. I'm an old man. I'm alil. I'm sickly. Now, can you specify one night for me when I can cover up and get the fazilat of Laylatul Qadr? So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him 27th night, according to the riwayat of Musnad Ahmad. So general opinion, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma also, his opinion is that of the 27th night. A lot of Sahaba also, the 27th night. But nevertheless, we have to look for it. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us to search for it, taharru. Laylatul Qadr, you must search for it. So we're still young, we're not very old. I said that we must make a little bit mujahada. We must search for it tonight again. I said that it is the night when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will reveal sakina, give you enjoyment in ibadat, tumanina, sakina, peace of heart, tranquility. The Ahlullah, they get a lot of lazat and enjoyment in their ibadat on this night. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the Quran Sharif also on this night. The Quran Sharif comes down from the Lohe Mahfuz. It came down to Baytul Izzah. Understand that? And then from there, over a period of 23 years, it came to Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why Sahibah Hazrat Abu Bakr Warraq rahmatullah alayhi mentioned that this Quranic Sharif, so that because one of the meanings of the word Qadr is to appreciate, to be something that should be cherished. So he said that you must remember the Quran is also Qabil Qadr. It is something that should be cherished. Our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is Qabil Qadr. This night also is Qabil Qadr. The Ummah to which it has been revealed to is also Qabil Qadr. So everything is Qabil Qadr. Everything should be appreciated by Allah Ta'ala. So that's one of the meanings of the word Qadr. One of the meanings of the word Qadr is to make andaza, to estimate. How Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, Inna kulla shay'in khalaqnahu biqadar. That we have done everything, we fixed it, we created it. So that based on estimation, our estimation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything perfectly. Allah speaks about that. And also this night is also called Laylatul Qadr, because it means to be tight and squeezed. That so many people, farishtas come from the sky, there's no place left on this earth. So many farishtas. Mufti Yunus Sahib sent me one writing of Imam Razi Rahmatullah Ali. It was a very nice point he made. Certainly. So Imam Razi Rahmatullah Ali says, see, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, on this night, obviously Allah Ta'ala sends the farishtas down. The farishtas that are there in Sidratul Muntaha. Sidratul Muntaha is right on top, just before, under the arsh of Allah, and just by Jannat, Sidratul Muntaha, stage of Jibreel alayhi salam. He can't go further, that is cut off point. He can't go further than that. Him and billions of malaika are stationed there. On this night, Allah Ta'ala sends all of them down, send it to the earth. From the Sidratul Muntaha, Jibreel Amin comes himself. And then they come here to see who is making ibadat. He comes to see who is making ibadat. They take down all the names. Ajib kefiyat hoti hai. And then you will find that on this night, I came across one riwayat in Ibn Kasir. The riwayat states that on this night, Jibreel comes and makes musafaha. He comes and meets every person engaged in ibadat. Sahibaji. Illa safahahu wa Jibreel la yada'u ahadan min al-mu'minina illa safahahu. He comes and makes individual mulaqat with every person who's engaged in ibadat. Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam. Wa alamatu zalik. And the sign for this is man iqsha'arra jilduhu. Some you just get like a moment where a shiver runs down your spine, and a tear just comes out of your eye, and Allah's azmat just goes into your heart, and you just reach a point of fear of Allah, and you shed one tear. وَرَقَّ قَلْبُهُ وَدَمَعَتْ عَيْنَاهُ فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِن مُصَافَحَةِ جِبْرَيْلِ. That is a sign that Jibreel alayhi salam made your mulaqat. So the Ahlullah, they wait the whole year for that moment. It's called in English a Eureka moment. In English, what we refer to is as a Eureka moment. The special moment. When you wait for Jibreel alayhi salam a whole year to come to make musafaha with us. And the people who are engaging ibadah day and night. Imagine Jibreel alayhi salam, he comes himself. So much of fazilat. And this is all through the barakat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So whatever this that we are getting is all through the barakat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are certain ummats that they make ibadat from Fajr namaz up to Zuhur namaz, and they get the sawab of one qirat. And then after that, there's another ummat makes amal from Zuhur namaz till Asr namaz, they get the sawab of one qirat. And then one ummat makes ibadat for the duration of between Asr and Maghrib, which is very short, and they get sawab of two qirat. So there were people will make ishkal to Allah Ta'ala. What ishkal they going to make to Allah Ta'ala? That, hey Allah, for a short time, they got so much sawab. And we, for such a long time, we got half the sawab. So Allah Ta'ala will tell them, have I oppressed you? This is my fazal. I can give it to whoever I wish. So Allah Ta'ala, through the barakat of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that our lifespan is so short, 60, 70 years, but how much of sawab we are getting compared to all the other nations. From all the people on the day of Qiyamah, we came last. But on the day of Qiyamah, our hisab will be first. Imagine now you go to the airport, and there's a very big line, and then you get VIP treatment. They say you cut the line, and you walk straight through, golden ticket. You come right to the front. It's what azaz. That through the barakat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And imagine, you came in last, you enter first, and out of the 120 sufuf to enter into Jannat, 80 sufuf will be comprising of this ummat. 80 out of the 120 sufuf to go into Jannat. What azaz that is. That's all through the barakat of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even this too is through the barakat. Laylatul Qadr is also. Because Sahaba Ikram, they felt our life is very short. How can we reach and make a muqabla with the other nations when they made ibadat for so many years? How can we do that? So therefore, something that we should consider, that this night here we can't let it go, whatever happens. Make sure we make ibadat, because one night's ibadat is equivalent to 1,000 months. Sabaibat. And 1,000 months, 83 years, that's not confined to that. Khairum min al fishar. Even more better than that. Allah Ta'ala. You see? So therefore, we must make ibadah tonight. Very, very important. Then, this is a night of tawbah to Allah Ta'ala. Shedding tears. Isn't it? Shed few tears, and Allah Ta'ala will wipe away all the sins. So the power of the tear is immense. The Hadith Sharif says, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Aynani la tumassuhum an-nar, that there are two eyes the fire of Jahannam will never touch. Aynun bakat min khashyatillah, that eye that weeps out of the fear of Allah Ta'ala, wa aynun batat tahrusu fi sabilillah, and that eye that looks after the boundaries of the Sharia, of the Muslim land. You stay awake at night and you make pehra so that the invaders don't come in and take over the Muslim land. So for that, a person, Allah won't let him go into Jahannam. And this eye has such amount of power, this one tear. Mawla Abrasa rahmatullah alayhi used to say, you see the fire of Jahannam, how strong it is. If you take all the water of the world, you take all the rivers, all the oceans, all the dams, all the wells, and you try to extinguish the fire of Jahannam, it won't even come down by 1 degree. It won't come down by 1 degree also. But the tear is so powerful that Allah will extinguish the fire of Jahannam because of one tear. That is the power of one tear. So Allahu Akbar. It's ajeeb. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us tawfiq to shed some tears in this Mubarak time. And you must remember, never be despondent when it comes to the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Never become despondent. Allah is Ghafoor Rahim. Allah is very, very forgiving. Allah Ta'ala is very, very merciful. My Sheikh, Dr. Tanveer Saab, he mentions in one majlis, quoted the verse, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. He quoted this verse of the Quran, make sincere tawbah. He says, the problem with us is why we don't want to make sincere tawbah. We think to ourselves, just tomorrow I'll break the tawbah. So what's the benefit of making tawbah when just tomorrow I'm going to break the tawbah? He says, no. That is shaitani waswasa. That's holding us back from making tawbah from the depth of our heart. You must make firm intention. Whether the tawbah breaks after that, that's a separate issue. But now make a firm intention that I'm making tawbah. Ya Allah, I'm making tawbah. I'm making sincere tawbah. He says, don't let that in play in your mind that I'm going to break it, so what's the benefit? That, he says, that shouldn't be. You must make the tawbah properly. And it doesn't matter how many times you break it. Baza'a, baza'a, har'anti hasti baza'a, I dargahe ma, dargahe no midi nest, dar sadbar shikasti baza'a. You broke it 100 times too. Still come back. Refreshing the tawbah. Every day you make it, you break it, you refreshing it. Samajma'i, but you're refreshing it every day, the tawbah. So don't let shaitan hold us back. Then he said a few very good points. You see, when we make ibadat to Allah Ta'ala, our ibadat is mu'allaq, is suspended, until our ma'amalat with our people around us, we fix it. Ke dil mein kuch, there mustn't be any ranjish in the heart for any person. Bad feelings, ill feelings, or broken ties. Mustn't be like that. You must fix it up. If you have a relationship with your husband, with your father, that's not, you're not good terms, go and ask, make sulah. Go and fix it. If you're not on good terms with your son, go and fix it. If you're not in good terms with your neighbor, go and fix it. If you're not in good terms with your friends, go and fix it. Go fix it. It's very important. Why? Because until you don't fix your mu'amalat with everybody, ibadat is not accepted by Allah. Allah don't accept the ibadat. The ibadat gets hanging, left hanging. But the Hazrat says, you will say, that is not my qusur. It's not my fault. That fellow transgressed over me. He done it to me. He took my money. He done this to me. He done that to me. He done everything to me. Why must I go and make sulah with him? He must come to me. Hazrat says, even if he made ziyadati over you, you must still make sulah. You must still make. Although it's not your fault, it's his fault. You must still make the sulah. And he makes istidlal from the Quran. Ajib istidlal he makes from the Quran. He says, you know, when they were taunting Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Allah make maaf, said that the munafiqeen, they were taunting Hazrat Aisha, said that when you know she lost the necklace and all that, and then they taunted her, they made an allegation that she committed zina, na'udhu billah, and all that. Then Allah Ta'ala revealed that whole surah, a whole page, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ جَاءُوا بِالْإِفْكِ عُصْبَةٌ مِّنْكُمْ. Now the munafiqeen, they spread a lot of lies against Hazrat Aisha. Now one two gullible sahaba, one sahabi, Hazrat Mistah radiallahu anhu, and two sahabiyat, they got caught up with the munafiqs. They got caught up. Right. Now who he was? He was the first cousin of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, his own cousin. And he was very poor. Hazrat Mistah was very poor. So Hazrat Abu Bakr should give him money every month for his expenses. Then when he came to know that he was involved in slandering my daughter, Hazrat Aisha, he got very angry. And he said, I won't give him no more money. I won't give him any money anymore. I'll stop. Every month I was giving him stipend or whatever, I'll bring it to an end after what he done. Immediately Allah revealed the ayat. Allah revealed the ayat. وَلَا يَأْتَلِ أُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ وَالسَّعَةِ أَنْ يُؤْتُوا أُولِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا. Why are you taking qasam, a person who got wealth, that you're going to stop giving your relatives money, you're going to stop giving your poor people money? Why you took that qasam? أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Don't you love that Allah come and forgive, Allah will forgive you? Now whose fault it was? It wasn't Hazrat Abu Bakr's fault. It was Mistah, his fault. He's supposed, his duty, to come ask for forgiveness. Immediately Allah Ta'ala said, reveal the ayat. Break the qasam. أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Don't you love that Allah forgives you? Immediately Hazrat Abu Bakr said, أَنَا أُحِبُّ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لِي. Hey Allah, I love that you forgive me. I love you. So the money started giving again. So even though you're not at fault, the next person has fault. Then too, you still have to fix the muamala up. You must fix it. Otherwise, ibadat is not going to get accepted. Ibadat, we want our ibadat all, so whole day we're keeping fast, whole day we're making namaz, everything. But muamala theek nahi hai. Biwi se muamala, bachcho se muamala, rishtedaro se muamala, dosto se muamala. Don't have any problems with anybody. Heart must be clean for everyone. Sort it out. Sort it out. So Hazrat says, Allah shukr this for this example that came in the Quran. We can make istidlal. Today we say, no, I'm not at fault, he's at fault, he must come to me. So Lala, even though he's not at fault, you still go and sort it out. So he said, I had a problem with my neighbor. One of my neighbors, kuch baat ho gayi. So I stopped talking to him. Then Allah put it in my heart, no, this can't be right. I'm making so much ibadat, everything, my neighbor and me, we're not talking. So as I said, I told one fellow, go and tell him I want to come for to make sulah, peace agreement, like, we'll patch things up, we'll sort it out. So as I says that I went to my neighbor, I told him, make me maaf. That fellow fell down on my foot and said, Hazrat, you make me maaf, it was my fault, not your fault. Hazrat says, it was my fault. Now the fellow saying, it's my fault. Both of them saying, it's my fault. You see? Ahlullah, ajeeb hote. He says, I couldn't accept because all my ibadah is going to be hanging. All my ibadah is going to be hanging. So he gives one example. He says, one day, I was having a small argument with my wife in one corner. I shouted her. So Maulana Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali, he heard me, my voice. So after I came back, Hazrat told me, kya baat? What happened? So I told, no, I shouted my wife. Oho, bhai, I want to tell you something, Hazrat said very sternly. Ke choro ka gulam bano. You should be a slave to your wife. I must be a slave to my wife. Say, yes, you have to be a slave to your wife. Say, all the Ahlullah, they were slaves to their wives. Acha. So now, said, I couldn't argue with him. That's what he said. You must make bardasht. So I used to, now, people started asking me afterwards, that, what's your taluk now? How's things going? Say, kuch fark aa gaya. Kuch fark, little bit change. Before I used to shout her, she used to listen. Now she's shouting me, I'm listening. Before, main daanta tha, wo sunti thi. Ab wo daanti hai, main sunta hu. Itna fark aa gaya. Sorry, what? So you have to make bardasht. You have to make tahammul. So these things are very, very important. Warna, Allahu Akbar. We're making so much ibadat, din, roza, raat mein, tahajjud, all these things. But our affairs are not in order. Our muamalat is not right. We need to fix it. So tonight is the night. Make sulah. Make a note. Whoever's things are not right with taluqat, go and make sulah. Whether it's for worldly reasons, whatever it is, sort it out. Then said, Allah ke Rasul, tell us, one person reads salat the whole day, and he performs, keeps fast the whole day, whole night. Who is better than such a person? Who is better than such a person? So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a person who has husni akhlaq, good character, he's more better. He's more better than a person who reads namaz the whole day, and whole night, and roza the whole day. Person got good character. Said, can I tell you one thing further? More than that? Who's better than that person? Who got good akhlaq? Said, that person that has good akhlaq with his wife is even better than him also. Therefore, these are so important things. These are so important, integral things in our life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us the tawfiq of understanding all this. Yeah. So I was mentioning to you that Imam Razi rahmatullah alayh, now today all the farishtas come down, right? They come, they make musafa, they meet, they take down the names, they go back to Allah ta'ala. Right? All those things happen. Now when Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, when those farishtas came down to him, first there were about 7 farishtas came to him, and then what they gave him, what he gave them? He gave them a roasted calf. The Quran says, immediately the mehman comes to your house, you must give food. Now what we do, by the make the fellow sit, he's sitting, he's waiting, and when it's time to go, then we say, aap kuch garam thanda piyenge? You want something hot or you want, but now it's time to go, now you're asking. The fellow won't want. The minute he comes in, give him his water, tell him, khana tayar. They went and slaughtered one whole cow. Now he even became fearful that I put a whole calf in front. They're not eating these people. What can mehman? See? But that was like the best day of his life. 7 farishtas came to him one time. Ibrahim alayhi salam. And he says, Imam Razi rahmatullah alayhi says, Ya Allah is sending all the malaika. Not 7 malaika. How many malaika is sending? All the malaika to come and meet you. Now he gave them one roasted calf. You give them a roasted heart. You present your heart. You roast your heart. Say, Allah, I've given my heart to Allah. Take that back to Allah Ta'ala for me. So they gave, Ibrahim alayhi salam gave a roasted calf. Say, now I'm giving my heart. I'm roasting my heart with the love of Allah Ta'ala. I'm presenting that to the farishtas. That's what the farishtas must go and take up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what a good point that is. And then, when they were throwing him in the fire, the farishtas were making dua. So Allah Ta'ala saved him. قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمُ Allah Ta'ala changed the fire, made it cool through the barakat of the dua of the farishtas. So he says, tonight, imagine all the farishtas coming to make dua for us. All the farishtas coming to take down our names. And those names will be presented in all 7 skies. And then they will be presented right up, even to the malaika under the arsh of Allah. So that, and when those names are presented, the whole arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will start making the hamd of Allah. Everybody will get involved in the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, what a night it's going to be. Yes, there are certain signs of this night. It's not hot, it's not cold. Hazrat Jibreel, I mean, got 600 wings. One wing is green in color. That wing can cover the whole horizon. When the sun comes out, it's like la shu'a alaha. You can't see the rays. Like the morning sun, when it rises, it will seem like a setting sun. These are all alamat. But these are those nights now, whether it was the 25th night, whether the 27th night, we need to cherish these nights here. And in conclusion, I would just like to narrate one hadith that has come in Ibn Kathir, that person, it has been narrated by Hazrat Ka'ab bin Ahbar radiallahu anhu, كَأَنَّهُ مَنْ صَامَ رَمَضَانِ, that person who fasts during the month of Ramadan, وَهُوَ يُحَدِّثُ نَفْسَهُ, and he says to himself, إِذَا أَفْتَرَ بَعْضَ رَمَضَانِ أَلَّا يَعْصِ اللَّهِ, that after Ramadan, I won't go back to my old life, I won't commit sin. I'll change my life 100%. Such a person, دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ بِغَيْرِ مَسْأَلَةٍ وَلَا حِسَابٍ, he'll go straight into Jannah, no question on the day of Qiyamah, just on his niyat. So this is the night when we have to make that niyat to Allah Ta'ala, that we have taken a new leaf, new page. We're not going to go back to his own life. And then you must remember the khatib on Eid day, what he's going to say. And said that, لَيْسَ الْعِيدُ لِمَنْ لَبِسَ الْجَدِيدِ, Eid is not for a person who wears new clothes. Eid لِمَنْ خَافَ الْوَعِيدِ, Eid is for that person that will fear Allah Ta'ala in his rest of his life going forward. So Allah make us from those people. Amen. Accept our majlis today, our gathering today, our ibadat, and the few hours that we have left, let us spend it profitably. Inshallah, we'll make a little bit of zikr now.